My guest at this time is Maureen Ferguson. She's a senior policy advisor at the Catholic Association. She joins me now to respond to comments from top Clinton campaign officials that are less than charitable towards Catholics, Catholicism, and evangelicals. And the comments are part of the latest batch of WikiLeaks email releases. And Maureen, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, good to be on with you.
There's a number of different things here I want to get your reaction to. One that's getting attention, certainly, as this email chain has become well known, and it involves Jennifer Palmieri, one of the top spokespeople for the Clinton campaign, as well as John Halpin from the Center for American Progress, and Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta is included on this email chain, although I don't think he commented on any of this. One of the things they refer to is the Catholic Church as a Middle Ages dictatorship. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, my reaction is that we should all be grateful that we're getting a preview of this before Election Day so that we can go into the voting booth with very clear eyes, knowing what a Hillary Clinton administration would look like. People at the highest levels in her campaigns are displaying just blatant bias and discriminatory attitudes towards people of faith. I mean, the way that they're mocking Catholics and evangelicals, there is obviously no respect here for those who cherish our First Amendment freedom of religion. And again, I think that we should be grateful that we're getting this glimpse at how a Hillary Clinton administration would think about and treat people of faith.
Again, this is a conversation between John Halpin of the Center for American Progress and Jennifer Palmieri. This is Halpin emailing to Palmieri. Many of the most powerful elements of the conservative movement are all Catholic, and then in parenthesis, many converts, from the SC and think tanks to the media and social groups. It's an amazing bastardization of the faith. They must be attracted to the systematic thought and severely backwards gender relations and must be totally unaware of Christian democracy. What's your read on that comment?
You know, it's hard to know where to start, to be honest. But you know, Podesta does respond on some of this. John Podesta, who I think is Catholic himself, he admits to having been a part of creating these groups called Catholic in Alliance for the Common Good, and another one called Catholics United, that are their specific purpose is to undermine the Catholic Church. It's sort of like we all became familiar over the years with Catholics for a Free Choice, which was a pro-abortion group that put the name Catholic on it in order to undermine the Catholic position in defense of the sanctity of human life. So in these emails, John Podesta even admits to creating these two liberal Catholic front groups as a way to, you know, kind of subversively attack the church, you know, using these kind of paid-for provocateurs.
We're talking with Maureen Ferguson of the Catholic Association, and then right after that statement by Halpin, Palmieri replies, quote, "I imagine they think it is the most socially acceptable, politically conservative religion." And then she says their rich friends wouldn't understand if they became evangelicals. So that almost takes a shot at both Catholics and evangelicals.
Absolutely. These Clinton campaign officials are mocking Catholics. They're mocking evangelicals. It makes me wonder what Hillary Clinton's vice presidential nominee, who has kind of gone out of his way to wear his Catholicism on his sleeve, the vice president, vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine, makes me wonder what he thinks of this going on at the highest levels of the Clinton campaign. Now, on the one hand, it's very surprising and stark to kind of read these attitudes in black and white. But on the other hand, we should not be surprised because this anti-Catholic, anti-people of faith bias comes on the heels of 8 years of an administration which has kind of been systematically undermining our religious liberty. Hillary Clinton has actually campaigned on undermining religious liberty. When she was speaking about abortion, she said that religious attitudes on the abortion issue are going to have to change. You know, she's telling the church that they will have to change their position on the pro-life issue. And this isn't mere talk. I mean, remember the HHS mandate on contraceptives telling Catholic nuns they had to be paying for for contraceptives. This is using the heavy hand of the federal government, threatening massive government fines on a group of nuns who are serving the elderly poor unless they get in line with the, you know, the sort of, you know, liberal agenda on sexuality and related issues. So on the one hand, it's surprising and stark to read this in black and white. On the other hand, we've kind of seen the growing pattern of attacks on religious liberty, and we've heard it from Hillary Clinton herself, who says that the church needs to change their attitudes on the issue of abortion.
Maureen, there's obviously plenty of comments that Donald Trump has made on a variety of issues throughout this campaign, and it was a while ago, I think it was maybe even last year, he was in Iowa at a faith forum and basically wasn't sure if he had ever asked for forgiveness. He referred to communion as the wine and the little cracker. So do you get the sense that people of faith are frustrated on both sides in this campaign?
Well, I think most Americans are you know, frustrated to say the least at this election process. I think people need to be very clear-eyed going into a voting booth, knowing what each ticket would bring. I think most people wish we had different choices in this election, but we should at least be clear-eyed about the what a Hillary Clinton administration would look like. It would be full of people who are aggressively attacking our freedom of religion. Trump has made a lot of pledges on religious liberty. And a lot of the people around him, like Mike Pence, for example, has, you know, come out very strongly. He has a history of very good positions on life and religious liberty and issues related to the family. But he, I don't know if you saw, but Mike Pence just came out swinging against these very bigoted statements from the Clinton campaign.
Last question, Maureen. As you may have seen, since the Access Hollywood tape came out, Trump's support apparently among Catholic voters has taken a hit as a result of that. I saw one poll today showing him down 10 points to Hillary Clinton among Catholics. Once word of this gets out, do you think that'll move the needle a lot among Catholic voters, or is it hard to say?
You know, it's hard to say. I think people of faith are very concerned about what a Hillary Clinton administration would look like. I think these emails offer great insight. I think Catholics are also quite concerned about the tone of the election on both sides. I think Catholics are horrified by caddish behavior. I think, this is just sometimes truth is stranger than fiction when... honestly, I don't even know how to react on that question because I think so many of us Catholics feel quite homeless in this election because neither presidential candidate is representing our values well.
Maureen, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much for your time and your analysis on this issue.
Thanks.
Maureen Ferguson is Senior Policy Advisor at the Catholic Association. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.